Welcome to the Vista Monthly Newsletter for November 2025. If you need this email in another format, email marketing@vistablind.org.uk and our team will be happy to accommodate you. You can also email our team if you would like to unsubscribe or change your preferences at any point. If you are using a screen reader, click View This Email in your browser, found above the Vista logo, to enlarge this email in a new tab and enable your screen reader to read this email correctly. Update from Vista, November 2025. Vista's commitment to safeguarding. This reflection is from Stephen Payne, Vista's Director of Care Services and designated safeguarding lead. Safeguarding is defined as the act of protecting people's health, well-being, and human rights to ensure they can live free from harm, abuse, or neglect. With Safeguarding Adults Week taking place between the 17th and 21st of November, we wanted to use this as an opportunity to highlight why this is an important issue for Vista. Safeguarding is at the heart of our work and we take our responsibility seriously. We're committed to ensuring that everyone who engages with our services receives the support they deserve and is involved in decisions about their care. To further this commitment, members of our senior leadership team are actively involved in the Safeguarding Trainers Network, hosted by Leicester Safeguarding Adults Board and the Safeguarding Adults Board for Leicester and Rutland. This network allows us to continuously review our professional practice and connect with peers from other organisations, ensuring that we are consistent in offering the best support to our beneficiaries whilst also maintaining robust referral networks for additional services. In safeguarding, people are classed as vulnerable when they are unable to look after themselves or protect themselves effectively from harm, exploitation, or abuse. At Vista, this can include a wide variety of people, from children and young people who may be at risk due to the actions of others, to our service users, staff, or other stakeholders with a disability who may have physical, sensory, mental, or intellectual impairments, which could increase dependency on others. It can also include staff, service users, or other stakeholders who are, for example, at risk due to mental illness, domestic abuse, or homelessness, or a range of other situations which can increase vulnerability. Anyone interested in learning more about safeguarding from a professional perspective can connect with the network to find out more about free events hosted throughout November. We would also encourage anyone interested in learning more about the week to visit the Ancraft Trust website to explore their resources. If you head to www.ancrafttrust.org, that's Anne with two N's, /safeguarding-adults-week-2025-links-resources-and-more, you'll be able to find all of the resources referenced. Vista also provide an easy read guide to safeguarding for anyone looking to find out more. If you do one thing this month, make the time to read this guide. Remember that safeguarding is everyone's responsibility. To find the easy read guide, visit www.vistablind.org.uk/about-vista/reporting-safeguarding-concerns. Our theme for November is self-care over winter. This edition of our newsletter is focused on encouraging you to reflect on how the changing seasons may impact your physical or mental well-being. We will explore some of the support available from Vista and also other partners within the locality. Some members of our sight loss community have visual changes linked to diabetes, a condition which is important to highlight during the winter months, as reduced physical activity can impact blood sugar levels. To encourage people to be more mobile this winter, we also wanted to share two local disabled persons bus pass schemes, which can help you to travel more easily at either free or reduced ticket rates. We know that social interaction is important to maintaining well-being at this time of year. This is why we have introduced a new fundraising initiative which will let you connect with your community and embrace new skills over this period. We hope that the information contained in this newsletter may encourage you to think more about what self-care looks like for you this winter. As always, if you have suggestions for future content you feel we should be covering, email marketing@vistablind.org.uk. Diabetes and our eyes. Did you know that diabetes can have an impact on our eyes? November is Diabetes Awareness Month, so we wanted to highlight this often overlooked connection. Diabetes damages the blood vessels, something which can lead to several conditions including diabetic retinopathy, glaucoma, and cataracts. High blood sugar levels can also cause blurred vision and swelling of the eye's lens. In some cases, they can lead to complications like leaky blood vessels in the retina, which can cause more severe vision loss. These are all conditions which Vista can help with. Don't just take our word for it, hear from Michael. A pseudonym is used for Michael's story. Michael has had diabetes since 1997, but began to notice changes in his sight in 2023. Michael faced many challenges as a result of vision loss. He had several falls and found that he was no longer able to drive. Through Vista, Michael was prescribed with a handheld magnifier to enable additional independence, and also received support accessing the accessibility features on his phone. Vista were also able to assist with home adaptations to improve Michael's quality of life. Our team listened to Michael's needs and identified where we could help and where our partners would be able to assist. We take this holistic approach with all of our clients, ensuring they have the right support no matter their needs. We're highlighting this story this month because we hope it is a reminder that caring for ourselves doesn't mean going it alone. Sometimes caring for ourselves is done by reaching out to the services who are there to help us. Whether you have a diabetes-related vision loss diagnosis or another sight condition, Vista are here to help you when you need us. Find out more about all of our services at www.vistablind.org.uk/how-we-can-help. Applying for a disabled bus pass. We've heard from many people recently who have asked about disabled bus pass schemes. These passes provide eligible individuals with free or discounted travel on the local bus network. In our local area, applications are split between Leicestershire and Rutland County Councils. You will either apply for a disabled person's bus pass or a access travel bus pass, depending on where you live. Blind or partially sighted people are eligible. You may also wish to ask your local council whether the scheme you are applying for is a part of the National Concessionary Travel Scheme, also known as NCTS. The NCTS scheme provides free local bus travel to eligible people across England. As the colder months draw in, buses can be a lifeline for many people. We know they are crucial for getting to appointments you might have or enabling you to get out and meet other people. This is why we are encouraging anyone in our sight loss community who may benefit from these schemes to apply for them. To find out more about the scheme in Leicestershire, visit www.leicestershire.gov.uk/roads-and-travel/buses-and-public-transport/apply-4-a-disabled-persons-bus-pass. And to find out more about travel in Rutland, visit www.rutland.gov.uk/rutland-buses/bus-passes/access-travel. Get together for some festive fundraising. As the nights draw in, bringing people together is a fantastic way to stay busy over the winter months. It is why we're encouraging our communities to host Mince Pies for Eyes activities this winter, and are also hosting our own reef making sessions in community settings. Both these fundraisers are an opportunity to come together with your local community, share some festive cheer, and benefit from the peer-to-peer connections which we spoke about last month during our mental health focus. Not only is this a chance to enjoy some tasty treats or make some wonderful decorations, but it is also a great way to fundraise for the vital support services that Vista offer to people affected by sight loss. Whether you join one of our hosted events or choose to create one of your own, this is your chance to get involved in a lovely seasonal fundraiser and raise awareness about the importance of eye health. Our first hosted reef making session will take place on the 26th of November at Castle Donington Community Hub from 7 p.m. Our office Mince Pies for Eyes session will take place on the 1st of December from 12 p.m. till 2 p.m. and we'd love for you to pop in and join us. To find out more about either of these sessions or to host your own, visit the following links. For Mince Pies for Eyes, visit www.vistablind.org.uk/how-you-can-help/mince-pies-eyes. For reef making sessions, visit www.vistablind.org.uk/news-events/festive-reef-making-sessions. We need you. Have you ever felt frustrated at inaccessible communications? Ever had a great idea you wanted to make a reality? Vista might have the opportunity for you. At Vista, we want to put people with lived experience of sight loss at the heart of all that we do. This includes our fundraising and communications, which is why we have created Future Vision. Future Vision will be a volunteer-led steering group where you will have the opportunity to contribute your lived experience, insight, and feedback to shape Vista's fundraising and communications. Through the support of passionate people like you, we can ensure that our approach to raising money and communicating about our work is inclusive, effective, and reflective of the sight loss community across Leicester, Leicestershire, and Rutland. This is a really exciting opportunity to make your voice heard. For more details, visit www.vistablind.org.uk/how-you-can-help/volunteer/vista-future-vision-member. Dates for the diary. On the 6th of November, we've got the Belgrave Coffee Morning from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. at Belgrave Neighbourhood Centre, Roughley Street, Leicester, LE46LF. On the 7th of November, we have a community health and wellbeing event from 11:30 a.m. till 2 p.m. at the African Caribbean Centre, Maidstone Road, Leicester, LE2OUA. On the 10th of November, we've got a Wesley Hall drop-in information stall from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. at Wesley Hall Community Centre, 76 Hartington Road, Leicester, LE2OGN. Join Vista and other agencies and organisations to find out more about the support services available in the local community. The 15th of November is the Alton Towers Kids Race and 10K at Alton Towers Stoke-on-Trent ST10 4DB. There is still time to do this for Vista, so contact jemima.hankings at vistablind.org.uk to find out how you can get involved. On the 26th of November, we've got our reef making workshop. It's a 7 p.m. start at Castle Donington Community Hub, 101 Bondgate, Derby, DE74 2NR. To find more details and book your space, visit ticketscandy.com/e/reef-making-session -in-aid-of-vista-blind-13096. And on the 1st of December at the Vista office, we'll have our mince pies for eyes from 12 p.m. till 2 p.m. This will be at Vista, 3rd floor, Provincial House, 37 Newark, Leicester, LE16TE. Join us at our head office for a festive afternoon of mince pies and chat. To find out more about all of our events, visit vistablind.org.uk/news-events/events. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this email. These emails will be sent on a monthly basis, and you can connect with Vista on social media for more frequent updates. Have a great month.